Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children, and builds specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, as well as work to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He's never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that has historically delivered sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Buck Brief. Lockdown New York City, my friends. Not having to do with COVID this time, but trying to deal with the crime problem. Here we go. Daily Mail. New York City's subway soldiers, they're calling this. Kathy Hochul deploys nearly 1,000 National Guard troops for stop and search on Big Apple train network, New York City subway system. And Eric Adams is saying he's going to crack down on repeat violent offenders. But let's just start with this. Why are they sending 1,000 National Guard troops into the subway? Let's start with that why. They're sending 1,000 National Guard troops into the subway because crime is out of control. Why is crime out of control in New York City? Why has it gone up so much over the last 4 years or so? Because they decided that they were going to stop enforcing the law, actually stretching back into the de Blasio administration even before that, but that they were going to let more and more people who are criminals, who are career criminals, get away with more stuff. They were going to be more lenient on sentencing. They were going to take the approach that law enforcement is racist. The cops are racist. The enforcement of laws as a general proposition is racist. This is what BLM demanded. This is what the Democrats went along with. This is why we had a racial panic in this country in 2020. And it made everything worse for everyone, as I have said. It was a completely and utterly destructive movement based on lies. And that brings us now to what's going on with New York and putting 1,000 National Guard troops in the New York City subway system. Well, hold on a second. What is the National Guard going to do? This isn't really their job. They're not law enforcement officers. National Guard aren't really trained for this. So how exactly is this supposed to work? They're saying that they're going to start looking for, they're going to start doing random bag checks. Random bag checks. This will do precisely nothing. This isn't going to help. This isn't going to stop. First of all, a lot of the violence that occurs in the subway is not firearms related. It is people punching, biting, kicking, stabbing with any kind of sharp object. So they're not going to be able to stop the millions of people who get on the subway every day. This is a bit like declaring the subway a gun-free zone. I'm sure, in fact, it is officially a gun-free zone in New York, but it's crazy. It's not going to do anything. They won't deal with, still, the real problem. And the real problem here is that the Democrats don't like the demographic profile of criminals, specifically in New York City. In essence, Democrats in New York feel that because there are too many black and Hispanic men who are incarcerated, because we know crimes committed are they're committed by men. The law is not sexist, they say. It's racist, but it's not sexist. Why? 90% plus of violent crimes are committed by men. So does that make the law sexist, or does that just mean men commit more crimes? Anyway, isn't it interesting how that argument puts some clarity into things? But 90% of Rikers Island, the main prison for New York City, is black and Hispanic in terms of the inmate population. And they don't approve of that, or rather they want to find a way to change that, deny that reality. And so they stop sending people away for longer prison sentences. They stop prosecuting for offenses all the way down the line. And we have more violence and anarchy and the tyranny of government refusing to do its job while not letting you defend yourself either. That's also a part of all this. And there are 38 people who were arrested for 1,000. This is from Eric Adams. 1,126 attacks on MTA workers in 2023. 38 people responsible for over 1,000 attacks. Now, just take this for a moment. What if instead of harassing people like you and me when we go to New York, open your bag, sir, open your bag, ma'am. You know, I'm not carrying my Uzi today. Yay. Right. Instead of going through that charade, which is what we're going to do. How about you just take those 38 people and you lock them up? You say, OK, you attacked an MTA worker one time. That's bad. You're going to get some prison time, but we're not going to ruin your life or take away all of your freedom over that one. You attack him the third time, the fifth time, the 10th time. You're going away. You're going away. 10, 20, 30 years, whatever it takes. 38 people. We're not. New York has 8.6 million residents. 38 people responsible for over 1,000 attacks. Instead of just saying we're going to lock up the 38, it's let's have everybody open their handbags to look for the guns because the guns are the problem. I own a lot of guns. I'm not a problem. I commit no crimes. Guns are not the problem. Criminals are the problem. 542 people last year. 542 people were arrested for 7,600 shoplifting crimes. Again, if you are one of these 542 career criminals, the way to handle this is lock them up. Take away their ability to continue to terrorize society. I'm sorry, shoplifting number 10 or number 50, you're going to spend 10 years in prison. Sorry, you're done. Or whatever the statute says. But you got to actually enforce these laws. Instead, they just say, no, we don't want to do it. We don't want to do it. And, you know, doing bag checks is just harassing people who are innocent. Look, I understand there's going to be increased presence of law enforcement on the subway in general as well. That's a part of this. So yeah, that will be helpful, but it should never have gotten to this point. That's the key here. It should have never happened. We shouldn't even be in this process of how do we clear out the subways. The last time I was on the New York City subway was, I don't know, maybe 6 or 8 months ago. And some guy was masturbating at women as they walked by. 9:30 a.m. Columbus Circle subway, just going for it right there in front of her. Didn't care. People say, "Oh, Buck, I should have what? I'm going to tackle the guy." Oh, you know, oh my gosh, right wing radio host. He wasn't wearing a MAGA hat. I'll tell you that. He didn't look like a Trump voter to me. So, you know, It's just, I'm not going to get involved in that. You say, oh, go find a police officer. What? So I can try to say this guy, I mean, the whole people are seeing it everywhere. The whole thing was just disgusting. But this happens in the subway system all the time. Looking for a gun on that guy wasn't going to do anything. So what are they really doing here? They just try to avoid the problem, which is that there are criminals. They need to be locked up. That's it. There are people who refuse to obey our laws, and they make life dangerous for all of us. They make life worse for all of us. They are chipping away at our society and our civilization, and they have to be put in a cage. That's it. That's it. It's not rocket science here. We're not doing brain surgery with this stuff. All right. Now let's talk about whether Trump should actually debate Biden, if that's going to happen or not. Changing gears here. Tunnel the Towers Foundation's Let Us Do Good Village in Land O'Lakes, Florida, is a community of about 100 homes being built for the foundation's program participants. Families are already living there, including a Gold Star family and the families of two severely injured veterans who live in new smart homes. The Let Us Do Good Village is a special place where together families can heal. It's a community where the children of our nation's fallen or catastrophically injured heroes can grow up together and support each other. It's all thanks to an extraordinary donation of many acres of land and your generosity. Help America's greatest heroes and their families heal together. Make the Let Us Do Good Village the first of many communities like it. With every mortgage-free home, the foundation makes good on its promise to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices our heroes have made for our country and our communities. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. Tunnel to Towers Foundation, t2t.org. A fantastic organization. I donate every month. Please, if you can, join me in that. It helps so much, and it's just a great entity, a great organization. All right, now we have... Sorry, I got fired up about that one. They ruined my city. They ruined my city. They really did. These idiot libs. I live in Florida now because of them. I live in Florida because of the idiot libs in New York. You know, after a while, I just couldn't continue to support them with my tax dollars. Couldn't do it. And I love New York. I love New York. I really do. But the communists took over. They ruined things. And I'm hoping at some point I can go back, but I don't know. They seem to never really learn the lesson. All right. I got fired up about that. Now we shall talk about the debate situation for Trump, because this is all coming up now. I was going to talk to you about how the House has passed a $460 billion package to fund the six government agencies before the government shutdown. That just is happening, right now as I'm talking to you. And I sit here and say, I told you that the new Speaker of the House was not going to be any different from the old Speaker of the House in terms of what happens. And I was right. People yelled at me, no, you don't understand. There's a plan. They're going to replace Kevin McCarthy. It's all going to be awesome. No, it's not. And it's not. Same deal, same stuff, same things happening. I mean, I like the new Speaker. Seems like a good guy, but this is the outcome you would have gotten with Kevin McCarthy. Full stop. Anyway, it's not even worth getting into. It's just, I told you that. If you go back and listen to the show, I told you at the time, people yelled at me, oh, that's not true. 4D chess. You got it. Yeah, right. Trump has come out and said that he wants to debate Biden anytime, anywhere, any place. And I will say, we got a caller on radio who said earlier in the week that Trump should do the State of the Union response. I actually like that idea because he could really call Biden out for this. Because I'm telling you right now, I've said it along, Biden's not going to debate Trump. He's not going to debate Trump. He's going to use the fact that Trump did not debate his primary rivals in order to avoid doing a Trump-Biden debate. Now, the only exception to this would be if they get so desperate in the polling that they really think that they need this to shake things up for Biden, meaning on Biden's behalf. And then maybe they would say, oh, fine, we'll have Biden go debate him. But the truth here is Joe Biden is a super weak candidate. They know it. And he is one scrambled eggs moment on stage away from this thing just being a total walk in the park for a Trump reelection, honestly. Now, maybe that doesn't happen, but this guy is, he's under too much strain. He is too old. It is appalling the Democrats have put him forward as their guy still. I've told you all along they will, and they would, and they have, and they are. So I saw this coming, as you know, but the fact that this is really where we are as a country. And now they're trying to say, if you listen to, you know, Mika and Joe over on MSNBC, Biden's in better condition than Trump mentally. It's like, these people are out of their minds, honestly. Or they're just such liars. They'll say anything for those paychecks to keep rolling. It's not even just about the paychecks, too. A lot of these rich media people, they don't really need the money. They want the money. They don't really need the money. They need the attention and the power they get from this. They need to feel important. That's really the drug for a lot of the people you see in the media that motivates them more than anything else. They want to be powerful. They want people to have to listen to them and to think what they say is important. And after a while, especially, you know, you've got a bunch of like broken marriages and you've been through this show and that show and you've made a mess of your personal life and you're on some lib network. You know, you've already, you know, you've socked away $15 million or $30 million, even with all the alimony payments. What gets you going still? Being important. Ego. Narcissism. Honestly. That's what motivates so many of the people that do this stuff. It's not about the cause. It's not about the country. Although they'll say that. It's just about themselves. And I know people might say, oh, well, look at you. You do a big radio show with Clay. You know, I love what I do. I think what I do is truthful and is important. And I hope that it's useful to everyone who gives me the honor of listening to what I say or watching what I say. But I've also been a person who wasn't in the media at all, and I was very happy. You know, I don't need media. I appreciate it. I love it. I don't need it. I could wake up and be a normal person who's just worried about his family and other things and be very happy in life. Some people are addicted to the attention that being in the media gives them. And you see a lot of that over at MSNBC and CNN, and that's why they'll say absolutely anything. So I still think that Trump is going to try to debate Biden, and Biden's going to dodge him. But the dodge may eventually come to an end, because if these poll numbers continue, Biden's going to need to debate Trump. At that point, maybe Trump says, not going to debate you. Probably the worst. Joe Biden, not going to debate him. Anyway. Look, there are some people I know are still wondering, why should I buy gold and silver? And I'll tell you why. Because if you look throughout history, I know right now people are into like crypto and other things. If you look throughout history, precious metals maintain value and are a store of value. And that's been true not for 10 years or 20 years. It's been true for hundreds, really thousands of years. Precious metals. And they can be a tangible currency you keep on hand as a bug out plan. Things get really crazy. Diversify your portfolio, a hedge against inflation, another reason to have precious metals, and as a store of value, because gold, as I said, increases in value over time. So you're paying attention to global events. You understand there's a lot of instability and there's the chance that things could just really go to the crapper, honestly. And you want to be prepared. That's where having gold on hand makes sense. Gold and silver, by the way, two precious metals, the two premier precious metals. Nobody can predict the future, but you don't want to wait for it to happen to you. You want to take action today. The Oxford Gold Group are real pros at this. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-G-O-L-D. That's 833-995-GOLD. And that's it on the Buck Brief for today. I want to make sure that if you're listening to this, please subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/Buck Brief. Until YouTube kicks us off, we're going to try to have as much viewing there as we can. Also, we're on Rumble. For those of you who are Rumble people, check out the Buck Brief on Rumble. And until next time, shields high. Who is there for heroes of the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who: the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. If you are an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be part of your investment portfolio. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investment to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that has historically delivered sound returns. Learn more at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
An official message from Medicare.
A new law is helping me save more money on prescription drug costs. Maybe you can save too. With Medicare's Extra Help program, my premium is zero and my out-of-pocket costs are low. Who should apply? Single people making less than $23,000 a year or married couples who make less than $31,000 a year. Even if you don't think you qualify, it pays to find out. Go to ssa.gov/extrahelp.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.